We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And we're looking at the Gabby Petito case, which has kind of gripped the nation. Brad, one of the questions I think a lot of people have is why? Why has this gripped the nation? Why has this gained the attention of so many people when, I mean, there are similar cases like this that happen with relative frequency across the country, yet this one has seemed to stick with a lot of people?
So I think the combination of a young, attractive, blonde, white female, for whatever reason, the social media in particular, and maybe the mainstream media to a certain extent, will then tend to focus for whatever reason. But you add two variables in this case. One is that Brian and Gabby were producing, it looked like to me, daily videos for social media. There were probably people following them on social media as they have this, what it appears in the videos, this fun trip going across the U.S. staying in or around federal parks. But then you have the body cam video from the police in Moab, Utah, which obviously shows potentially another side of their relationship. And so I think all of that video that's out there sort of adds to the fuel, particularly in particular to people that some define as couch detectives that start hypothesizing what this is and is not, you know, based on next to no information. But the point being, it grows like wildfire then. And it's happened in other cases. I mean, the advent of having immediate video, like George Floyd and his death in Minneapolis, I mean, we even got to sadly see that while it was going on if you were on certain social media sites.
You know, the couch detectives you just mentioned, all of the attention is causing hundreds of tips to pour in. Do you think that ultimately tips will end up solving this case?
Well, again, not knowing this exactly, it appears that tips may have found the van at a particular location in, in or around the Greater Teton National Park in Wyoming. Tips have led them to, I think, locations where the two of them have gotten into arguments. You have to look at sort of social media from one side than the other. Tremendous plus side that we're now talking about, information that helps corroborate, video that helps corroborate or not a particular situation. The police every day, I'm sure the Buffalo police, use social media to talk about cases, to search for missing persons, to put out, you know, messages to the community about safety, whatever it might be. But then you have the other side where people are putting out information that's not accurate, and it's not even truthful. And so there's some horrible stories of people then being basically verbally attacked and sometimes physically attacked because social media has tied them to a case when there's no link at all.
This idea of amateur sleuths getting involved online, you know, we've seen this play out before, and there's a couple of even documentaries, some showing how this has helped law enforcement, helped lead people in the right direction, and then others showing how, I mean, it can really ruin lives if they, you know, online community puts their focus on one person who might have absolutely nothing to do with whatever crime that they're talking about. How does that complicate things for law enforcement looking at a particular case when it has so much attention?
I will tell you, working a number of super high-profile cases, typically around the D.C. area, is that you get so many leads that you know on their face they're not going to be accurate and or give you decent information, but you do have to at least check them out. And so the reason I bring that up is that it can really divert law enforcement manpower and get them going in directions that aren't helpful. And so as a result, there is that component to this. But it's kind of like so many things in life, it's here to stay. Social media is not going anywhere. People being couch detectives, getting involved in cases, you know, from the outside, giving their opinions, accusing people, et cetera, is just going to continue. And so we have to figure out, if you're law enforcement, figure out the best way to use it, minimize the amount of time you spend on clearly bogus leads, but then you get those nuggets of information that appear to be coming up in this case that are extremely helpful.
You know, on that, I think a lot of people might be curious. From the law enforcement side of things, those who have never worked a case would like to know what happens. You know, a lead is called in. Is there someone just on the other end of a line with a piece of paper taking notes? Is there a database that this can be put into? And that way, hey, if we have, you know, a bunch of leads coming in pointing to, you know, this one particular thing, you can divert more attention to that. What happens on the other end of that phone call?
Well, it depends on, to be quite blunt, the size of the jurisdiction and their ability to come up with a lot of manpower. A quick example, when we had the D.C. sniper case in D.C., inside my field, the FBI field office, we actually had a phone bank staffed with detectives and agents because we were getting so many phone calls about it. That was then written into a document that then was fed into a computer, and then every so many hours, we would review what came in to see what has potential, what doesn't. So there's that way. If it's in a smaller setting, you're gonna have, in reality, yes, people taking notes, writing down telephone numbers, writing up a report, and maybe gets into a computer system where people can pull up. My guess is the answer is probably yes. And then it's stored. Because you also have to keep everything. And the reason why is if you arrest a person or persons at some point and they go to trial, you may actually have to show all of the leads that you got, even though they're worthless, during an investigation.
Brad, thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.